Okay, and so too, well, football, but not quite, I think is probably the way to describe this. I'm joined this morning by Matt Culver, who is the Community Development Manager for the Crawley Town Community Foundation. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
This is a strange one for me because I never knew that football clubs went into the community that deeply. I used to follow football years and years and years ago. I think when Crawley was still in the Southern League, actually, I think in those days. But there were none of these community links that you seem to have now. What's the foundation all about?
So the Crawley Town Community Foundation is the charity arm of the main football club, Crawley Town.
Yeah.
The foundation was established in 2012. And since then, we've sort of grown into to where we are today, where we have three separate departments within the foundation, whether that's football development, which is specifically on football coaching, after school clubs, elite development pathways for younger players. We also have the BTEC program, education program for post-16-year-olds to continue their education while having a football element to it, where they train and play at the same time while doing their education. And then we have the community aspect, which I am the manager of at the moment. Part of that is where we use football to engage with people, whether that's with our Premier League Kicks program, which targets 8 to 18-year-olds to with free football. We try and do a lot of social action projects and put them in the right steps in their career and try and educate them as best we can. And to Extra Time Hubs is where we engage with older people within the community. And we also do a lot of dementia friendly sessions as well with our CST programs and sporting memories as well.
Wow, it's a fair old bit of coverage. I'd say all out of the game of football, which certainly over my lifetime, I mean, it was popular when I was a kid, and that's quite a while ago, but the level at which it is today, not just with the men as it used to be very much a masculine thing. It's very much more for everybody these days, isn't it?
Oh, 100%. So one of the main one of the programs that we deliver is our COG sessions, which is our Crawley Old Girls sessions in the evenings. So that's more women-based. We do free girls sessions on a Friday night here at the stadium. And we also do, we've got an elite and development pathway for young girls as well to further their footballing career. So it's, the opportunity for girls football within the foundation is massive.
So just as a slight aside there, are we like to see the emergence of a very strong Crawley ladies team in any time soon?
I'd like to think so, yeah. I'd like to think we can help them in the right pathways, definitely.
I think it's an exciting time for football to watch all these particular developments. But you've got your fingers in all sorts of pies in the community. I'm guessing the idea really is to, make the football club a much more of a community thing than it is actually seen to have been.
Yeah, most definitely. And I think the biggest thing for us is where we can use the power of the badge and the football club to break down any sort of barriers that people might have against us. And we can use the badge and sort of have that already respect within the community where people trust us to do sessions and activities, and it helps us sort of with that stepping stone to engage with people a lot more than we can.
Yeah. Now, one of the things that I see, you mentioned the work with dementia and stuff, which I'll come to in a moment. But the other thing that I know you want to talk about this morning is the Extra Time Hubs, which you're relaunching. What's the Extra Time Hubs? Just fill us in.
Yeah, so our Extra Time Hubs program is a weekly session. This is run in partnership with the English Football League Trust. We've been running this for a couple of years now, but we're doing a relaunch of it. So it's a weekly session at the moment, which is every Friday here at the stadium, where we do loads of fun activities. And it's a very social coffee morning, as if to say, where it's £3 for your entry. We do table tennis, and we've got pool tables. We've got a walking football session included in it. We do seated exercises. We have guest speakers come in. So it's very, and lots of arts and crafts. There are lots of arts and crafts that were in the sessions as well. So it's very inclusive. And the idea being that it gives people within the same sort of demographic and age group to meet together. Ultimately, they can socialize together and join in activities as well. And hopefully come away making friends and doing something within their day where they might not get the opportunity to do at home.
Yeah, it's a very, very comprehensive list of activities that you've got lined up here. And it is, say, is it specifically for the over 50s?
Yeah, so this is a 50-plus program. And we're just trying to target that demographic as best we can to give them activities that they'd like to engage with, whether it's arts and crafts, and we do mug painting, or coming up to this time of year, we've got a lot of Christmassy bits coming up.
Yeah.
Or Christmas card making, marzipan fruits. It's all things that hopefully they'd like to engage in and want to do. And with the feedback we've had from participants, this is something they're keen on as well.
Yeah, I love the idea of the walking football. I mean, it's one of those things, again, it's a growing thing. Somebody came up with the idea some years ago that, well, you can play football running around, but surely you can play football walking as well. It kind of works, doesn't it?
Honestly, yeah, it is an unbelievable session. It's my one of my most favourite sessions within the week. I remember the first time I did a walking football session, I was quite young at the time, thinking, oh, I'll be fine. These are people a lot older than me. I'll be fine. And I kid you not, it was one of the hardest sessions I've been involved in. It's not as easy as you think. you've got to be talented at the same time, but it's such a good social aspect. It's the same people in the same problems where they might not exercise as often as they probably should, but yeah, they've got the opportunity to do so. They can all talk about the same common link of football, whether it's Crawley, whether it's any London team or any team that they support or used to play for. Once again, it's a really good social aspect, and our session's quite lucky where we've got a lot of people at different abilities. We've probably got me right at the very bottom to some very talented footballers at the same time. But it's a very social group in that sense.
So I've just got an image of you sitting there inspecting your shins after a game of walking football. It's not that brutal, surely.
No, it's just me trying to fall over myself. No,
oh, I see. I mean, how popular are these things? I mean, how many people are you looking to cater for with this kind of thing?
So with our walking football at the moment, we get about 7-a-side.
Yeah.
We can probably cater to a good number of 10-a-sides.
Yeah.
A good day. As you can imagine, it can be very weather dependent to how many people we get. But equally, during storms we've had throughout the year, we've always ran this session. During the storm, we did 3-a-side. I was part of that 3, but... we get people turn up in all weathers, which is such a good thing.
Yeah. Now, I see also, apart from doing the extra time hubs and those sorts of bits and pieces, I'm looking at your website, and there's a piece here that says about mental health, which is certainly an addition to what anybody would normally expect from a football club. But this is something different, isn't it?
Yeah, so we do a Move the Goalposts program here at Crawley.
Yeah.
It is weekly session again every Wednesday here at the stadium. And it's a no questions asked session where people are once again given the opportunity free of charge to come here to the stadium to chat to people, like-minded people, people in the same similar situations as them potentially.
Yeah.
And they can have a social included kickabout effectively. There can be structure to the sessions, but a lot of the time our participants enjoy having a fun kickabout with no sort of strings tied to it. It's not a weekly session you have to attend each week. It's a very relaxed atmosphere, which is nice for participants.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of this is good social activity for lots of people who may not come into contact with many people.
No, definitely. And that's something we've highlighted within the Crawley area, that it can be quite lonely sometimes. And we've understand that, obviously, at the moment in time with the financial crisis that some people do have, that we can offer something where it's warm, where drinks are included, where people are in very similar situations, and we sort of tailor our sessions towards that as well. Whether guest speakers could be from local council, it could be from anyone that could give help, whether it's care or support, or support on transport, or citizens advice. These are all partners that can come into our weekly hub sessions to help our participants, and that is the sole reason for it, is to help participants.
It sounds like a remarkably good thing that's going on there. Now, you've got, say, this Extra Time Hubs that we've mentioned relaunch. That takes place, what, 11th of November?
Yeah, so we've got a big relaunch here at the stadium at the 11th of November. It will be 11:30 to 1:30. It's free to attend. We've got a big raffle going on that day. We've got hundreds of pounds of raffle prizes up for grabs. We've got donations to local charities that we work with as well. So St Catherine's Hospice and the Air Ambulance will also be in partnership with us those days. Yeah. We've got other partners coming in. So we've got Crawley Wellbeing doing health checks. We've got seated exercises going on. I'm hoping we'll get a club visit. So hopefully some players might be around, depending on their schedules.
Yeah, it sounds a really good thing, and normally I would say, well, what's for the future? But it would seem like you've got everything mapped out quite well at the moment, starting with a relaunch on the 11th of November.
Yeah, definitely. I think one of the biggest things, and the biggest thing I believe in, that every session I run, whether it's an 8 to 18 year old session or a 50 plus program, it must be participant led. There's nobody wants to do what I want to do. It's not about me, it's about the participants. So participant feedback is very key in everything that we do within the community, and we can try and help and tailor our sessions towards the participants' needs and wants.
Most of this is free, yeah?
So most of the sessions we do run are free. The only session we do run with a cost is the Extra Time Hub, normally every Friday. That's a £3 cost, and that's 2 hours with teas, coffees, biscuits, and all the activities included.
Yeah, football's provided. Yeah, which is good as well. Anybody wanting some information on all of this, you've got a website, haven't you? Give us the web address where they can find more detail.
Yeah, so it's the Crawley Town Community Foundation. Mm-hmm. And then they can visit that. We've also on social medias. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, where a lot of our information goes up as well.
Yeah, so simply either Google Crawley Town Community Foundation, or literally, as I'm looking at it right now, I'm cheating, CrawleyTownCommunityFoundation.com. Easy. Done.
Perfect.
I think there we've covered most of the bits. I wish you well with this one on the 11th. Be interesting. It'd be very interesting to get a report on the walking football. I don't suppose, just as an aside on all of this, there's a league for walking football, is there, or is it just
there are growing leagues within the area for walking football. At the moment, we're not involved in a league. Ours is very social at the moment, but I'm sure some participants would like to join that.
And I'm going to say that'll grow into something fairly soon. It scares the living daylights out of me, but apparently it does you too. So,
100%.
Matt, it's been good to catch up this morning. Thank you for your time.
No, thank you.
And good luck with the relaunch of the Extra Time Hub for now.
No, thank you very much.
Matt Carver, thank you.